Welcome to That's the Setup Podcast, setting up the conversations to discuss topics related to music, sports, health and wellness, finance, dating and relationships, career, professional development, and everything else in between.
Hey guys, buckle up for a new episode of That's the Setup Podcast. Sit back and relax and tune in for another season.
All right, you guys. It's time to get in some reality shows. Are you with me? Are you ready? Welcome to I Personally Think, IPT, I Personally Think. So, this past Sunday, you know, the world, what we've all been waiting for. We have been cringing, waiting forever. Bravo to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Did y'all hear me? The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Oh, it felt like I waited for 2 years, even though they just came on last year. But still, come on. Whew. Let's get into it. It was so awesome going into it, seeing. You see, Kenya, she's doing the Dancing with the Stars. You know, homegirl was doing her thing. You know what I'm saying? So her, you know, seeing the ladies, Marlo, beautiful as ever, you know, Candy, boss lady. You know, they're all talking and chit-chatting, getting acquainted, no arguments, you know, no shade or whatever, you know. But, of course, Marla brought about her rich and how she's with a rich man and all this other stuff and everything. But we don't know she's still piggybacking off that rich man. Like, Lord, you girl, just come on with it. Are you with a rich man? They're paying your bills, girl. Just say it, girl. Like, come on. The people's in the dark. And so, you know, but, hey, our girl is back. The Bone Collector, so right. Hey, Beck, she's back, y'all, and I just feel the energy. It's going to be a good-ass season, you know. So all the ladies, they're good. They're communicating, you know what I'm saying. Sheree, her man out of jail, prison, wherever he was at, he is out, honey. He is out. Everybody's in good spirits, happy, talking about their lives and all that stuff. Whole Kenya, the man still won't sign the dog on the board's papers, but he put you through some mess. Girl, what's going on? He need to get on. He can't find both now. He got to get his stuff together. It's like he can't keep you on lockdown. Like, he don't want you with nobody or something. Like, he don't want you, but yet at the same time, he don't want you with nobody. Mm-mm-mm, girl. That's what you got to do. Hey, marry these people too fast, honey. Mm-mm. So, you know, then we got our girl, Miss Sonya. You know, so y'all know the Olympic, three or four times gold medalist Olympic, Sonya Richards Ross. Hey, Trap Star, hey, she is on there, you know what I'm saying? And we have Miss Drew. She's back in the game. Go, Miss Drew. You know, these ladies, awesome. You know, now you start off, you know, Drew, already with the issues with the man. You know, yeah, because we still don't know why he went down to town for nine. Come on, Ralph, you need to come on with it. You on national TV, you might as well go ahead and say why you was in Tampa. Get the shit out of the way. Just go ahead and tell the truth, shame the devil. Why were you in Tampa? We still want to know. The people still want to know. And so, you know what I'm saying? So, apparently now he want to write a book. He don't got him an assistant. So now him and the assistant, of course, she's a female. They got stuff going on. Talking about stuff back and forth about massages and everything else. Come on, Ralph, man. Come on, Ralph. Really? You can't even have no type of talks with these women. These women thirsty, I know. They looking for some money. Especially Biden ain't providing us no money either way. So everybody trying to look for that fast money. Come on, Hill. Think right. Do I got to teach you how to play the game? Come on. So you got issues with that, this abuse. So we are like, okay, is that the storyline or what? You got Marlo. Hey, she got her fashion debut. She's advertising. She's promoting. You know, say hello, gala. Everybody shows up there. It's beautiful. Everybody was looking for models, but, hey, she has mannequins, you know. But you have to It's like the clothing. She is, you borrow her clothing, some of the clothes she, or she bought the clothing from different celebrities, but you could use it, but you, like, for one day, but you got to bring it back, though. It's called renting the clothing. Would I want to do that? I might as well buy my own clothing. If I want to do all that, you know what I'm saying, just own it. But, hey, that's just my opinion. Like I say, I personally think. So, I mean, it's a nice setting and everything, though. But, you know, everybody dressed nice, you know. Kenny looking right and thick as ever. Hey! Everybody else looking real good, you know what I'm saying? It's bringing a lot of people, and the atmosphere is good, you know. Drew want to start off a clean slate with Kenya, you know what I'm saying? So they're on a clean slate. But everybody's complaining, like, okay, what are we looking at? We're just seeing mannequins dressed up. What else are you supposed to look at, you know? They were thinking that there's going to be some models and everything else. So they was little talks about that, gossiping about that, you know. So, of course, you know, you got the Bone Collector and Miss Sheree, and you got Miss Sonya, you know, saying when Marla come out, she come in, they go and tell her what everybody's saying, you know. And so, of course, Marla gets upset, you know. It's like, okay, y'all talking about me? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem? I'm like, get on y'all, you know what I'm saying? But, Marlo, I must admit, now, the Bravo with the editors, y'all production, y'all did it with all these stuff, these little pop-ups y'all was doing. It was off the chain. It was so hilarious because, Miss Marlo, I love the dress, but you did look like that old candy from that little strawberry candy from back in the day with the old folks used to have. You was dressed up like that, and I'm glad that you looked at it and you laughed at it yourself. So it was funny because they did that. And how she just, she confronted everybody, like, okay, what y'all got to say about my stuff? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, come on now, Bone Collectors. Y'all said something too now. Don't just point out the other three people now. Y'all said something too. But Marlo, she was so funny because, poor Drew, she looked at Miss Drew head. Miss Drew had a French roll, and that thing looked just like a crescent roll. It was just like a crescent roll. And it was too funny. It was like, girl, come on here. Come on here. But, hey, I feel like this season is going to be remarkable. This is the season we've been looking for. You know, it's like finally a breath of fresh air, what we always wanted. You know what I'm saying? The Real House of Atlanta. You know, the action, the loveliness. You know, it's going to be real, real good. Real, real good. So be sure y'all check it out every Sunday. Every Sunday on Bravo at 8 o'clock. And for right now, that is all I have for my intake on that. And like I say, it's what I personally